Today is March 25th, 2024, and this is the Polson Museum's Daily Centennial Moment. Tourist Camp will open about May 1st. Hoquiam's Automobile Tourist Camp will be opened about May 1st if present plans are carried out. Grass seed has been planted, and it will depend somewhat on the condition of the ground whether the tourists will be permitted to camp on May Day. Tables with benches attached are being provided, shrubbery is to be planted, and the park put in the most attractive shape possible. In other news, Callison sells out feed store. Twin City Flower and Feed Company of Aberdeen has purchased the business of H.A. Callison, 1020 Monroe Street, the deal taking effect Saturday. The move is made to assist the purchasing company in taking care of its customers here and in the west end of the county, it announces. G.T. Sweezy is president and W.G. Powell, Aberdeen postmaster, is vice president. The company has been in the business for about 2.5 years in Aberdeen, and it is rapidly increasing trade necessitated, enlarging the distribution system. Therefore, the purchase of the local concern was thought to be the most expeditious. Mr. Callison retains the lease on the building and will continue his business in Cascara Bark, though the flower and feed business will use the greater part of the location. In other news, woman burned by gasoline on stove. Mrs. C. Harris of 209 Chenault Street was severely burned and her home damaged when a bottle of gasoline with which she had been cleaning a stove was ignited, according to Assistant Fire Chief Charles Borrett, who led headquarters company to the residence at 2:40 o'clock Sunday afternoon. The gasoline on the stove was ignited when a match was lit. The flames spread rapidly, and Mrs. Harris hurled the bottle out of a window. She was burned about the hands and on the body. She was given surgical aid at home, and her condition was reported today as not serious. In the city and county news, the Johns River Bridge at Markham will be closed on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. each week, commencing Wednesday, March 26th, according to Sam Bowes, county commissioner. The bridge is in need of repairs and will be practically rebuilt while work is under progress. The outlook for clams is improving, and beginning with the 7:56 a.m. tide, real diggings are expected for the balance of the month. Joe Carnahan brought home a new Dodge car, and as it was not used to Joe's way of driving, it went through the garage and stopped in front of a stump. A squad of special police have been engaged to direct traffic and to patrol the traffic area tomorrow night at Electric Park. Billy Wright, Hoquiam American Legion matchmaker, who is staging his premier glove show, announced. Wright said that there will be officers on hand to see that cars are not tampered with during the smoker. The General Ladies' Aid Society of the Simpson Avenue Methodist Church will be held in the church parlors at 2:30 o'clock this afternoon. The Sunshine Circle will be hostesses. Dinner at Community Hall, Saturday, March 29th, by the ladies of the Swedish Baptist Church, 5:30 to 7:30, tickets 65 cents and 35 cents. And finally, members of the Choral Club will meet tonight in the Community Hall for regular rehearsal of the Rose Maidens. Following rehearsal there will be a social hour with relatives and friends of the club members cordially invited. This was originally printed in the Grace Harbor Washingtonian newspaper on March 25th, 1924. With our winter closure now nearing its completion, we look forward to welcoming you back this April 6th with engaging new exhibits on transportation, maritime, and local manufacturing history. As we continue preparing the Polson for visitors to return, we encourage you to explore our online presence at polsonmuseum.org, where you can view nearly 30,000 images from Grace Harbor's past. You can also catch recent centennial moments you missed from the link to our SoundCloud site, all found at polsonmuseum.org. As always, we thank you for tuning in to hear the Polson Museum's Daily Centennial Moment.